860-676-0260. You got it? 860-676-0260. Call American Senior Benefits. 860-676-0260 in Farmington. 860-676-0260. Well, Daniel, our friend Nick Gievas is going to be with us.
Nick Gievas is going to join us in just a minute, Brad. But quickly, the President of the United States is tweeting, so we're going to share a couple of tweets, and we can run them by Nick. An hour ago, he tweeted, spoke to Roy Moore of Alabama last night for the first time. Sounds like a really great guy who ran a fantastic race. He will help to make America great again. Then Trump also tweeted, spoke to Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. Jerry is a winner who knows how to get things done. Players will stand for country. Then he tweeted, with one yes vote in hospital and very positive signs from Alaska and two others, and then in parenthesis, McCain is out. We have the health care vote, but not for Friday. So he's claiming he has the votes.
Really?
We will have the votes for health care, but not for the reconciliation deadline of Friday after we need 60. Get rid of filibuster rule. So we'll see. Apparently this health care thing is not dead yet. But joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair from the Daily Caller, he's a Daily Caller media reporter. You check out the website, dailycaller.com, is Nick Gievas. Nick, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, guys? Good to be back on.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you know, just trying to keep my head down in this crazy town and get the word out. So,
what is this? What is this story that Senator Blumenthal says 99% chance that Manafort and Flynn are going to be indicted?
Well, Blumenthal's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he says apparently he's very confident that these are going to be the first two dominoes to fall here in this case. And it seems that it's not for anything in particular related to collusion on their part. It's more about their private dealings and what they did abroad and Manafort's real estate files they found when they executed that no-knock warrant. So I think they're going to try to indict Manafort and Flynn and then see if either one of them would turn on Trump or make the claim that there was collusion and testify to that effect. But I don't think that's what's going to happen, but certainly what they want to happen. I
mean, you don't think it's going to happen then?
I don't think they're going to roll. I think they're going to be indicted. I think that there's definitely going to be a circus of a trial or something to that effect. But no, I don't think Manafort is going to all of a sudden, you know, get religion and then, oh yeah, there was collusion. Because I don't think it happened. So I don't think Manafort's the type of person that's going to make something up out of thin air to get out of something like this. So I think he stands trial. I think he deals with his issues on his own, but I don't see President Trump getting dragged into this just yet.
And this is what's so embarrassing, because we all hear it's about Trump and the Russians and Trump and the election, and they haven't been able to come up with anything yet, Nick.
No, they haven't. And, you know, I think that the longer that Mueller drags this out, the better it is for, you know, his side of the aisle. I mean, a lot of his lawyers were Clinton donors. It seems like they have an agenda. And I think that when he comes out with something, even if he were to find something, semi-damning, it ends the discussion. It's over. But if you drag it out, if you make it years and years of speculation and you let the public just keep churning over it over and over again, then it's going to damage the White House and the president. I think that's their main goal.
Well, but don't they know that this is going to backfire? The Republicans tried it with Whitewater. Heck, they even impeached Clinton, and it backfired on them, Nick.
I think it's like quicksand. You know, once you struggle and you start to sink, you continue to struggle and you sink deeper and deeper and you can't get out. I think they've bet so big on Trump being thrown out or having done something that was so egregious that he had to be impeached. To turn back now would make them look foolish. It would make them look erratic. So I think they're doubling down. They're betting big, and I, like you said, I think they're going to lose, and it's going to come out that we wasted a lot of time and money to find out things we probably already knew.
Nick Gievas, yes, investigative reporter, I call him, Washington, D.C. Nick, looking at the way the press has handled it, you would think that these football players are all heroes, but 64% of Americans say, we don't hear this, though, from the press say that football players should stand for the national anthem.
Yes, true. And the same survey found that 80% of the voters want less politics in the sports they watch, and 51% say they're watching less football in previous years than they were before. And I think that's because, you know, the American people, they don't want to have politics thrown in their face and be preached to when they're relaxing on a Sunday night or a Monday night and just trying to watch sports. It's a distraction. It's supposed to be entertainment. And when you start blurring the lines between the two, you're going to turn people off. And, you know, on top of that, you have these players using the anthem as a platform to push their personal beliefs. And I'm fine with them expressing their beliefs and wanting to protest or feeling like they're not being heard, but kind of hijacking the anthem as a vehicle to get your point across, I think, is disrespectful, not just to service members,
absolutely,
but to all of us as Americans.
Absolutely, you're right.
No question. No question about that. Nick, hang in there. We're going to get a traffic update. Nick's going to spend a couple of more minutes with us afterwards, Brad, and then he's going to have to go. And then we'll have some open phone time. But I know sports very easy. Yanks win, Red Sox lose, Mets win. That's sports.
I love it.
And,
I love it.
I know we've got the numbers in traffic.
Okay, and here's the traffic report for you. It's 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this is the traffic report for this time of the morning.
Right, and we have slow-moving traffic, Brad, on 84 in Manchester, westbound exit 62 out to 61, and then very heavy eastbound exit 41 out to 46 in West Hartford. And in Glastonbury, Route 2 westbound, very slow exit 10 all the way up to 5, and also on the westbound side, you're going to hit slowdowns exits 4 out to 2. This report brought to you by the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Purdue Pharma. Most people who abuse opioids don't have a prescription. Never take opioids unless prescribed by a doctor, and only take exactly as directed. Sponsored by the Governor's Prevention Partnership and Purdue Pharma, I'm Chanel Prisman back at 8:34 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Okay, and there it is. That's the traffic at 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, I have been talking about my pillow for a long, long time, but we've got something very, very special for you coming up, and I'll tell you about it in a few minutes.
All right, Nick Jeevis back with us, Brad. He's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, and we're talking with Nick from the Daily Caller. And Nick, there was a story on the website about how White House aides are withholding information from President Trump that perhaps is stopping him with making a deal with Julian Assange and what he leaked on WikiLeaks. What's going on?
Well, you know, Congressman from California, Rohrabacher, I believe, was talking about how they believed that Assange could provide information that not only would show that Russia didn't have anything to do with the hack, but would also shed some light on the DNC hack and, you know, the Democrats' role in some of this. And he's saying that his Trump's advisors are insulating the president to the point where he's not even able to hear this proposal, that he might not even know that this is on the table, that this is in play. I have my doubts as to whether or not Trump is that insulated. I think he must have heard something along these lines. But, yeah, he expressed some concern that Trump was being protected a little too much. But I think this is something that needs to be looked into. I think Assange is a very mysterious, you know, interesting person of power that definitely helped tip the scales of the election. So I think anything that sheds some more light on that needs to be addressed.
That's going to be interesting. That is, they really are trying to get Trump in there, aren't they, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's good to try to get him to come out and talk about this, because a lot of people on the left and a lot of Democrats say that Assange is some enemy of the state, and that, you know, they were in league together, and he was, you know, Assange was also tied to Russia. So to let those rumors float out there, you know, up until now might be fine, but I think it's time to start closing the book on this and getting some more concrete information. So if the congressman has a plan to bring this out in the open, I think that's something that the president might actually benefit from hearing.
You know, do we know how insulated Trump is? It seems to me he's pretty well in touch with what's going on. He's always glued into what's on the 24/7 news channels. How insulated is he?
I'd like to think that he's not as insulated as some people would want us to believe. I think that ever since General Kelly took over, I think he might have a little bit more of a streamlined path to information, where they're cutting down some of the articles that might get him upset or might, you know, make him feel like he's not doing a good job. But like I said, Trump is going to be Trump. I think if he wants to read something or he wants to find something out or get involved in an issue, there's no stopping him. So I think this is, you know, a little bit of a skewed view from the congressman on this article, but if Trump wants to do it, it's definitely going to come front and center soon enough, so I would just keep your ear to the ground on that one.
Nick Jeavis, all right, Washington, D.C. Boy, it's great having you every now and then on the program, Nick. Thanks a million.
Always good to be on, fellas.
Thanks Nick. Take care. You too.
He does a good job,
doesn't
he?
He sure does.
Now.